This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
We're sort of over time for this session, but if there are sort of quick questions that anybody wants to propose, I'll try and squeeze them in and reduce your lunch break accordingly. There's one at the back.
Hi, Alison, to give some fascinating talks from the wildebeest. Just a question, Rory, based on the second donor sort of knew exactly what he wanted. You said you started off at 250. Your first was £250. I'm not saying quite in general. Did you eventually? You said that you had a. On your CV, it said that you'd given for a chair position. When did you decide at some point that you wanted to donate specifically to things at Manchester? Were you sort of herded there by a portfolio?
I think that my interest was always Manchester-centric, because it was the only institution that I knew. It doesn't mean to say there haven't been other approaches, but I think I'd make two points. First of all, this was a step-by-step approach. I did not think I was going to end up here. In other words, and I don't know where it's going to end up. I'm on a journey, and I'm very happy to share this journey with the institution, but we take stock each step of the way. But I said each step of the way that, you know, this is we're not presuming a termination to this. Nature and biology will provide that anyway. But so I think that we, you know, it's a room in which there's always there to be a discussion. So I think that we've just see how it evolved. Our interests are different from they were 10 years ago, but unquestionably establishing that early part, and for me, having seen the American experience, was a trigger to help start that process. And we've been candid about some missteps along the way, probably on both sides. And it's very much a relationship-driven proposition. And the other thing is that my wife and I formed a foundation a few years ago. First of all, it sounds great, but the other point was that one gets a little bombarded by approaches for different sorts of things. The university is by far the most important thing we support, but there are other issues that we support, in particular the Tate, for example. And it made us focus on what we want to do and really made us think about how we wanted to apply the, frankly, in the context of the charitable world, the very, very modest resources that we have, and to get the help that we needed. The help, as I said, is sitting behind you. We realized that to do a small number of things as effectively as well as we could was much better than the scattergun approach of just spreading it around. So we thought a small number of major impacts. So that became a very easy discussion then to have and to see about how to explore next steps. But it was a function of dialogue.
Great talks. Rory, on behalf of Manchester University, I'd like to ask you right now for your 10th, 11th, 12th and 13th donation. On a serious point, although the request will come, I wanted to explore how the higher education sector can rise to Rory's last challenge, which was about explaining to society broadly why higher education and universities are so important for education, for research, for knowledge, for all sorts of other things. And I know there is quite a lot going on there, but perhaps worth spending a little time on that.
Paul, do you want to start on?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a huge response. I mean, I've been on the record many times in terms of saying actually it's something that the sector has been very poor historically in terms of doing. And actually, I think that we are changing quite considerably the way in which we approach this. I think that universities are a lot clearer now about the broader impacts that they have on their local communities in terms of their national, regional, international, and actually getting, I think, some of the tools behind them to actually start demonstrating speaking the right kind of language in terms of that. The Ivory Tower, thankfully, came down a long while ago, but there's still, you know, some residual elements of that. And I think that's where actually development is an incredibly important part, because actually, again, it picks up on the point I was trying to make in terms of the university can do everything it can to put its message out, but there's always a danger that the message is spun one way or another. And the very strongest advocates here are clearly your students and actually your members of faculty. And the more that you can get them engaged in that kind of local, national, international activity, and they're actually going out and talking very clearly about what they understand the university is doing, I think that that, I mean, it's, the problem is it's not something you can resolve tomorrow, but it's actually about changing, it's transforming the way that the university thinks of itself and actually thinks of its students and thinks of its faculty.
Rory, anything to
add? No, I think in the interest of time, I think that's a very good, perfect response.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much to Paul and Rory, and we'll be back here at 2:15.